Temperatures at 44 degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, it's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and 2021 President John McAtee. WGCH Newsletter Time 7:52 and the third Thursday of each month reserved for State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
Doing okay. Let's recap the crime forum you held earlier this month. Tell us about that and efforts to try to stem what some see as a crime wave or spreading across the state.
Yes. So a week ago, I held a forum on public safety and crime with the police chiefs from all three towns in my district, Chief Heavey from Greenwich, Chief Shaw from Stamford, and Chief Kralikowski from New Canaan, as well as a state's attorney from the Stamford Courthouse. And the premise is that we've seen a rise in serious crimes across Connecticut, but especially in Fairfield County, shootings, homicides, and car thefts in particular. And that the state needs to act in order to solve this problem. The main conclusion of the three police chiefs and the state's attorney is that solving this problem really lies at the feet of the state legislature and the state government, who needs to change public policy in order to make policing more proactive and ensure our criminal justice system provides more accountability for the worst repeat offenders. As is, some of the people stealing cars are doing it in excess of 10, 15, 20 times with no recourse because they're 16 and 17-year-olds. And the criminal justice system, as is, just makes us catch and release these perpetrators over and over again rather than bring them into the system, provide accountability, and force them to take advantage of the rehabilitative services that are currently available. And then last year, as most people know, there was a sweeping police bill that was passed, and that really took some of the tools out of the tool belt of police across our state, made policing less proactive. And as a consequence, we see an enormous rise in shootings and homicides across the state, 31% increase in 2020. And it's probably going to be a higher increase this year if the preliminary statistics tell the story. So this is awful. This is really awful for the most vulnerable people in our society. But the problems are spreading across every town and city in Connecticut. So we need leadership in state government to actually solve the problem. And that's what the chiefs and the state's attorney all agreed upon.
All right. Will there be traction on this issue in the upcoming session?
Well, Republican caucus in the Senate and in the House have called for a special session. We've both put forth plans that offer specific policy proposals in order to solve the problems that we're facing. As is, we haven't seen it taken up by the Democratic leadership of the legislature or the governor. But there are a couple of Democrats in the legislature who have broken with their party's leadership and said that we do need to address this and we need to address this sooner than later. So I'm hopeful that common sense will prevail and some of our friends on the other side of the aisle will see that we do need a change and that we do, as elected leaders, need to take a more assertive role in solving these problems.
All right. The elections were a couple of weeks ago. Tell us your thoughts about how now you work with municipal leaders that have been elected, including First Selectman Fred Camillo.
Well, it should be easy because I was Fred's campaign chairman. Fred and I...
So you got his cell phone number, I'm guessing, right?
Well, that doesn't say much because everyone's got his cell phone number.
That's true. He gives it out on the air. It's true.
Which is exactly why he's such a great leader and he won such a resounding victory. I mean, you know, what I say about our town leaders is, you know, they're very good at what they do, but more importantly, they're really good people and they love our town. And I'm really excited for my friend Jackie Budkins to take a new spot as town clerk. Heather and Lauren are great leaders in their own right. I've known Lauren for in excess of 20 years. and I think our BET and some of our new Board of Ed members are also really superb. I've gotten to know Michael Mercanti Anthony quite well. I like Laura Costin, the Democrat, the new Democrat, and Cody Kittle I've known for over 20 years, too. So I have very close relationships with so many of our municipal leaders in Greenwich, and I think we're in really good hands. And the Republican slate won a resounding victory because they've handled a very difficult crisis over the past 2 years with great capability, and voters gave them credit for that. And I couldn't be more excited to see what they have to offer over the next 2 years. And yeah, again, I talk to these people every day, so I make sure that we're all in sync in what we in the policies and the needs that we convey to the state government and state leadership as well. So we have a great relationship. This was a great victory for them 2 weeks ago, and next 2 years hopefully we can accomplish a lot.
All right, and then finally, what can the legislature do about the rising cost of gas, inflation, that kind of thing?
Obviously, this is top of people's mind right now. It was already too expensive to live in Connecticut, and now this rising inflation has made it even more prohibitive. The state needs to act. State public policy has made it too expensive to live in Connecticut. Taxes have killed jobs and economic opportunity for many in the middle class. So we need to simplify and reduce taxes. We need to streamline and improve regulations, especially as it relates to energy and utility costs, healthcare, labor regulations. We need to make them more common sense so that small businesses can survive and thrive in the state. There are so many different regulations and laws that need to be changed and reexamined in this state. I think the Cato Institute rated Connecticut the worst state for small businesses and entrepreneurs because of the strict nature of our regulatory system. So we need to simplify and reduce taxes. We need to streamline our regulations. That'll reduce inflation, make it more affordable for the middle class to live here, and make it easier for small businesses in particular to create jobs here. So there's a lot of work that the state government needs to do. It needs to change course. We need new type of leadership in the state in order to make it more affordable for the middle class.
All right, Ryan Fazio, state senator. Thanks very much, Ryan, for joining me this morning. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you in December.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
All right. That's Ryan Fazio joins me on the third Thursday of each month, and we're thinking that next